you know what happens to the word. Remember, I've been doing this for a while, so I understand the word. When a word first hits you, because you don't trust it until it comes. You say, oh, tonight's going to be powerful. You say, yeah, it's an oxymoron thing. You say, yes, Lord, yeah, I'm eager for the word. But until that word comes, then you're looking for capacity. I want you to pray tonight. Just trust what I'm saying now and just pray. And pray in faith, not in repetition. Just ask God, I know you want to speak to me specifically tonight, because you want to perpetuate something right in my life and you want something wrong that I'm already perpetuating to die. You want Adeboyega, that's my surname, I'll use this as an example. You want it to die and you want to perpetuate a name. So give me capacity to absorb and understand your word. And in case you don't understand, you're saying, okay, well, how do I pray this specifically? Okay, just pray Ephesians 1. That the eyes of your understanding, let's quickly read that prayer. Pastor Sam rounded up with that prayer yesterday or day before. That's our Word Conference April 2021 prayer. Let's quickly just read that quickly.
Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus.
Paul heard of their faith. He knew they were givers. They had faith. But he now said, okay, for this thing to be perpetuated and for it to have life, for it to be able to continue, for it to be, yeah, like they say, for it to be sustainable. You know, I've had people ask me, how would you sustain this? They've asked 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, how is this sustainable? And I don't even know. If they still come today and see what you're doing, they'll say, how can this be sustained? They don't know. I don't know. But that's the prayer. This is the perpetuation prayer. Ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for God's people everywhere.
I have not stopped thanking God for you.
And I pray for you constantly.
Asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus.
Do you remember what glorious Father means? They're the Father of elegance, importance, relevance.
To give you spiritual quicker. Spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God.
So Lord, give me spiritual wisdom and insight so that I may grow in your knowledge. Prayer point number one. So there's nothing called the prayer point of God, arise and help me. There's nothing called those prayer. People have lied to you. It never worked. Okay, so let's not even argue that tonight. Lord, give me spiritual wisdom. So that means there is carnal wisdom. So you're listening to PT and you're processing it by your own wisdom. Give me spiritual wisdom and insight so that I, Toby, so that I may grow in your knowledge. Prayer point number one. Number two.
I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light.
Lord, allow my heart tonight to be flooded with light, because in that life is light. That's prayer point number two. Help me. I received the prayer Paul prayed for me, that my eyes will be flooded with light. Do you have the contemporary English translation? Look for it whilst we're still reading this. Or you can use the Living Bible. So this is the prayer session for tonight. And I need you to understand the prayer. Because I've heard prayers before. You know, you lead prayer points in church. You say, people, I want you to pray in Jesus' name. Lord, give me money this week. When you start listening to what people are saying, it's mad. You hear someone else say, Lord, please, let money never be scarce from me. They've interpreted it in their different ways. Another one is praying, Lord, my children. I said, pray for money tomorrow. It's praying something else. So the way to keep safe, therefore, is let's just stay with scriptures, right? This one, if you misinterpret this one and start praying that God will heal your leg, then something is wrong with you, yeah? So this is simple. We'll be flooded with light.
So that you can understand the confident hope he has given.
Don't worry about all the rest. Once he tells us why we should be flooded with light. So don't try to memorize the rest. Just say, Lord, let my heart, you remember the heart, right? Let it be flooded with light.
I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power.
Exactly. So again, don't worry about which he exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead. Lord, grant me, I receive this prayer. Because the reason why the prayers in the Bible are more important is because when Paul prayed it, it already has faith in it. So you just need to believe that prayer and then it works for you. There's faith there already. The one you manufacture by yourself, you have to generate faith. This has faith, is the word. So, third prayer point, I pray that you will give me incredible, I also pray that you will give me understanding so that I can understand how great your power is. Do you understand that? Give me understanding so that I can understand the greatness of your power. You see, for me, that's the most important prayer, because should you not understand that, you will fear, you will doubt, you will have up and downs. People will encourage you, say, yes, now, but you will have those days. But when you understand the incredible greatness of his power, you will understand what Jesus did when he died. Did you understand those three prayer points? Do you want someone to print it out for you so that we can write it and you know it? I need you to understand that prayer. I'll get Pastor Wu, any of the pastors that you want, to come and lead it. Don't add nothing to it. Just lead it. Shadia, would you lead that for me? Just lead that prayer, the three prayer points someone will give you, just patiently for 5 minutes or so. I need you to pray it. I need your music to be very solemn, even though it's worship. I need you to be, don't rush it. I need you to get tonight right. You know, over the past few days, I've been speaking some things to you forcefully, and I'm saying this tonight, I actually want to beg you. You understand? So you're looking at a broken man. So tonight I came to beg of you, to actually plead with you. So when you've heard words like, yeah, we can pathways, no, please don't let's pathways. Now I beg you. And I take comfort from the scriptures, Romans chapter 12. He said, I beseech you by the mercies of God. That's Paul saying, please, I beg you. Like, I just need you to hear tonight. Hear me out. And I beseech you to jettison everything that you thought you've known. And please just listen without any distraction. Maybe it's an hour tonight, maybe it's, because what I had to come do here tonight is actually to walk. So I'm sitting with the word. I've not stepped out today, not stepped anywhere. Forget Instagram story. That's story from the past. Just sitting down and say, how do we, because it's now the dirty part of the walk. I have to sit down with your nature and really try my best, like, to take that thing out. And I know how uneasy it is, so I know it is work. But the Spirit of God will help us. And so the prayer Pastor is about to lead from the scriptures, what it just means is like surgery, transplant wants to happen. And then the doctor says, wear this, put this on, they give you injection. That's what I want this prayer to do for you. So I came to beg. I do not come in the forceful spirit of the past 2 days. I came to plead with you, to actually sit with you as an individual and say, please, I beg you, by the mercies. You know, Paul got to that place where he said, look, I don't know what to beg you with. I beg you by the mercies of God. By God's mercy. There is no stronger thing than the mercies of God. Let us pray tonight. Let us humble ourselves before God, the only one who gives revelation and the only one who can make us. And so we humble ourselves before him. Come, Pastor, lead this family.
Time to life in the beauty of rising up from the ashes. God, forever you reign, and my soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever.
Before we actually start that prayer point tonight, I want to go back to the first day that PT started, and he began to say, now's the time to put everything down, phone, social media. So before we start to pray, I want to reiterate that tonight. Put everything down. It's time to focus. It's time to pray. So the first prayer point tonight, based on Ephesians 1, is, Lord, give me spiritual wisdom and insight so that I will grow in your knowledge. And you can add your name there. So that I, Shadia, will grow in your knowledge. Prayer point 2, allow me to grow in your light. And prayer point 3, I pray that you will give me understanding so that I can understand how great your power is. So I just want us to, in our hearts, flooded with light. Prayer point 2, allow my heart to be flooded with light. So I just want to say, it's a conversation tonight, you know, and we've been dealing with the heart. So it's not even action or anything like that. No, it's real heart transplant conversation there. So just lift up your voices as Livingstone start to worship. Just lift up your voices. Lord, give me spiritual wisdom. And insight so that I, Shadia, will grow in your knowledge. Lift up your voices all over the houses this evening. Lebo suta kayada basa tayada basa atay. Lebo suta kayada basa tayada basa tayada. Lebo suta kayada basa tayada. Across the houses tonight, Heavenly Father, nation, family, we come before you that we may be, that you will give us spiritual wisdom and insight. La basa tayada basa hataya. Lebo suta kayada basa tayada bahata. Lebo suta yada ba. La basa ataya da basa ataya da basa hataya. Lebo kusuta yada basa ataya. Every house tonight, oh God, la basa taya. From the house of capital to the house of liberation, to the house of nations, to hope house, la basa hataya, to the house of family, to the house of grace, la basa hataya, lebo suta yadaba, lebo suta kayada basa taya, la basa hataya, to all the houses, la basa hataya, to the Straker house, la basa hataya, to the boom house, la basa hataya, la basa taya da basuta ya la ba la boko suta ya da basa ata la basa taya da basuta kaya da ba to the fortress la basa taya to help us house la basa taya da basa la basa taya da basuta ya o kaya da basa taya da basuta ya da ba o kaya da basa to revival prosperity la basa taya da Ask for spiritual wisdom and insight. Lebo su ataya, so that you can grow in knowledge. La basa taya da basuta. La basa taya da basa ataya. To prayer point 2, it says allow me, meaning that something can stop you. So tonight we're just availing our hearts, saying allow me anything that's stopping. It's now saying, Lord, allow me to grow in your light. Allow my heart to be flooded with light. So we know what stops us, But here it's saying, allow us. So whatever you need to do that allows your heart to be flooded with light, now is time to have that conversation. We're just going to lift up our voices again. Allow our hearts to be flooded with light. Okayada basa taya. Lebo suta yada basa ataya. Lebo suta yada ba. The things that stop. Labasata yada basuta. Father, reveal to me the things that don't allow you to flood my heart. Labasata yada ba. Lebo suta yada ba. Labasata yada basuta yada ba. Okayada basata yada basuta. That the post house will be flooded with light. Labasa. The gold house. Labasata yada ba. Lebo suta yada ba. Gold tower. Labasata yada will be flooded with light. Labasa ataya. Lebo suta yada basata. Lebo kusuta yada basata. Lebo suta. House of consultants, La Basataya, be flooded with light, La Basataya, La Basataya, La Bata, La Bosutaya, La Basataya, La Basso, La Bokosutaya, Valiant Heights, be flooded with light, La Basataya, La Bokosutaya, that your hearts will be flooded with light, Yada Basatai, Yada Bosuta, Yada Ba, La Basataya, La Basso, La Bokosuta, Yada Basatai, Oka Yada Basata, La Basata, La Bosuta, Yada Ba, that the Lord will remove, La Bakasataya, so that you can allow, La Basataya, Yada Basata, that you can make the choice to allow, La Basataya, La Basso, La Basataya, La Bosuta, Yada Ba. Lebokosuta yadaba, labasata yadaba, okayadaba, sata yadaba, okayadaba, across the houses tonight, labasata yadaba, yadabasa ataya, lebosuta yadaba. Oh, I want us to pray that tonight, kayadabasa. Oh, God, it's the matter of the heart, right? I need someone to cry tonight, labasa ata, this heart, oh God. Continuously deceitful, but you know what we can do? We can continually ask to be flooded with light. La Basataya, La Basata. We can continually ask for our hearts to be transplanted tonight. La Basataya, La Bakusutaya, La Okaya, La Basata. This heart of God I give to you. La Basata. I allow you. Now prayer point three, and it's the last prayer point before the word, the man of God comes to speak to us. It says, I pray that you will give me understanding so that I can understand how great your power is. That Ephesians 1 tells us that there's spiritual understanding. So PT has just said, so there's carnal understanding as well. We're asking for spiritual understanding, asking for understanding, the understanding that God gives. So as we lift up our voices, I don't want understanding of the world. No, I want spiritual understanding. Lift up your voices across the houses tonight. La basa ata. Desire understanding. La basa ata. And desire this understanding. Lebosuta yada basa taya. Because there is an understanding according to spiritual matters. La basata yada basa. So cry out for understanding so that I can understand how great your power is. Okayada basata yada basa taya. Lebosuta yada basa taya. Lebosuta yada basa taya. Lebokosuta yada.